Ground control to Major Tom.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Tom Cruise has been fired, or at least as close as you can get to being fired when you're a legendary international celebrity. He's being kicked off the Paramount lot by the man who ultimately owns it, Viacom Chairman Sumner Redstone. Mr. Redstone described Mr. Cruise as essentially a decent guy and a great actor, but we're not renewing your contract. So what happened? Well, Tom's problem began in 2004 after he fired his old publicist, whose job apparently had been to make sure his actual personality remained highly classified. In her place, Tom installed his big sister Leanne, who also happens to share his belief in Scientology, and we all know what happened next.
We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Couch jumping, Brooke bashing, and Katie kissing. It might have been okay if the fans had been able to look past it, but these days we have our choice of legendary international celebrities, and Tom was becoming the close talker party guest you can't get away from. Oh yeah, and Mission Impossible 3, which Paramount expected to make about $500 million, only made $393 million.
Something happened to you!
Yes, Scientology and the Love Jones is what happened, Oprah. So not only does Tom lose a deal that gave him 20% of the take, he will have to surrender the keys to Lucille Ball's old office. The moral? Being a decent guy and a great actor may get you into Scientology heaven, sitting at the right hand of galactic ruler Lord Xenu, but it won't keep you on the Paramount lot. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.